Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you again, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm happy I figured out last week's challenge listening to 103.9 FM here in the WAMC listening area.
That's right. I told you to take the name of a city associated with a WAMC frequency and rearrange the letters to spell the name of a biblical figure and a biblical event with which this figure is associated. Who is the figure and what is the event? And as you hinted at, the city that you start with is Ticonderoga. And if you rearrange the letters, you can spell God and creation.
Meantime, we send kudos to listeners Karen Anderson, Doug Peterson, and Mary Bean, who all got recent challenges correct and sent in their answers. Thanks, guys.
All right, Ian. On November 9th, 1918, the man who would eventually become the 39th Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, was born. So this week, our quiz is about other famous people named Spiro. I'm just kidding. In truth, we are going to see how much you and our listeners know about the second in command with a quiz about vice presidents. First up, John Tyler and Millard Fillmore are the only two vice presidents and two of the four presidents who belonged to what political party with a four-letter name?
That's Whig.
That's correct.
Or Whig.
The Whig Party. After Spiro Agnew resigned in 1973, the U.S. Senate confirmed Gerald Ford as vice president. When Richard Nixon resigned, Ford assumed the presidency. Who became Ford's VP 4 months later in December of 1974?
That was Rockefeller.
The former governor of New York, Nelson Rockefeller, is correct. Currently, there are five living former vice presidents. For one of those five, the president under which they served is not still living. Which VP is it?
George H.W. Bush, himself a president, too.
That is correct, because Reagan is no longer with us. Since 1974, the official residence of the VP has been on the grounds of what scientific agency, which primarily serves the U.S. Navy and the Department of Defense?
I thought you were going to ask me for Blair House.
As a hint, the seal of this place says, "Increase the study of navigation. It arrives in the stars and marries the sea with heaven."
The Naval Observatory?
That's correct, the U.S. Naval Observatory.
Gotcha.
And finally, besides succeeding to the presidency in case of vacancy, the only official duties of the vice president that are specified in the Constitution relate to the holding of what role in the U.S. Congress?
That's the Senate tiebreaker.
That's correct, the coin flipper in the Senate.
Yeah. That's right.
The president of the Senate officially, as it's called, but we really know how it goes. All right, well, Ian isn't second in command to anyone when it comes to trivia about vice presidents. He went 5-for-5 again this week. Have you ever been the vice president of anything? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions when you're done on Alvin Barkley's Wikipedia page and take another look at this week's questions, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase vice president. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters in the first word, six letters in the second, for what fortune tellers do. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike will reconvene the Senate this time next week.